Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for another opportunity to gather around your word. I ask in the name of Jesus that you bless us with your word. Cause our hearts to embrace truth. And let the next few moments be for life, light, and lift. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. If you must have good success in a territory where there is a devil on the loose, you must endeavor to be led by the Spirit of God. But I realize that being led by the Spirit of God is a vague statement for many people. I don't want to assume that everybody understands what it means to be led by the Spirit of God. In fact, in some scientific studies, the claim to have heard God, that a man claims that he heard God, considering that God is an unseen being, is a manifestation of mental disorder. So science believes that a man who says he heard from God is mad. If that kind of world exists, then not many people know how to be led by the Spirit of God. So there may be rife ignorance about how to be led by the Spirit of God. Yet success is impossible without the leading of the Spirit of God. I say it again, success is impossible without the leading of the Spirit of God. Now, the Bible says that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse 16, Romans chapter 8, Bible says, the Spirit bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. That means God leads us by our spirits. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 27, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. We know that candle gives light and light gives direction. That means the spirit of man is the instrument of direction of the Lord, meaning the direction that God wants you to go is in your spirit. How God wants you to go for you to arrive at success is in your spirit. If you must be led by the Spirit of God, you must be trained to listen to your spirit. Now, a weak spirit is an inaudible spirit. So if you have not learned to feed and build your spirit, your spirit's voice may not be audible enough for you to hear. Or your environment may be too loud for you to hear your spirit. But your spirit is the tool for direction. Meaning, endeavoring to be led by the Spirit of God means endeavoring to follow your spirit. Endeavoring to listen to your spirit. Endeavoring to hear your spirit. Please, for every decision, it is important what is in your spirit. What is in your spirit is the direction of the Lord for that moment. If you will make a success out of your life and existence, then you must always pick direction from your spirit, because it is the candle of the Lord. It is the way of the Lord. The ways of the Lord are in your spirit. Endeavor to listen to your spirit. It was Kenneth E. Hagin that says, a man that shuts up his spirit and refuses to listen to it will be a prey to wicked and discerning folks. You will become a victim of life. Life will continue to happen to you until you learn to listen to your spirit. And see, it is not something you will hear on Sunday and begin to do on Monday. It is something you will develop over time. Learn, develop it, listen to your spirit. Quietly ask the Lord, what will you have me to wear? Some people think that is extreme, but that is a rehearsal for, Lord, will you have me to travel? How fast do you want me to drive? Learn to listen to your spirit. It is the direction of the Lord for your living. And once you find that direction, you have found the key to success. I trust that bless you. I'm sure God let me there thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.